something for the weekend. It is Saturday and I'm thrilled to have Aoife Corley from ReproMed back on the line. Our fertility mini-series continues. Morning, Aoife. How are you?
Hi, Trina. How are you?
I'm great. Now, something that we've got in a query on is people having problems getting pregnant for the second time. So say they have a baby at home that's a year old, a year and a half old. They got pregnant, no problem, the first time round. And now they're running into some tricky problems that they can't seem to get pregnant. Is this a thing? Because you'd assume if you can have baby number one without any intervention, without any problems, that you'd be able to have loads more.
Secondary infertility is what that's called, and it is a thing. It genuinely is. It's actually classified by the World Health Organization. A woman has previously had a child and is unable to bear another child, either due to inability to get pregnant or inability to carry a pregnancy.
And what causes that, or why is it such a problem second time around?
There can be many issues. There can be issues that may have actually been there pre-conceiving a first baby that were never picked up on. And that's a particular case if someone has had a baby younger in life and then, you know, is trying. So maybe the child could be, you know, 5, 6, 7 or older, and is then trying to conceive again. It can be a number of issues. Usually it'll be something like an ovulation problem. So maybe someone is having, you know, not regular ovulation, mightn't ever have had regular ovulation, but did happen to get pregnant in the past. It can be other issues such as, you know, uterine issues. If there's a fibroid or a polyp there, they can come and go. Fibroids not so much, polyps can come and go themselves. So maybe something like that. If someone has had endometriosis or pelvic adhesions, even down to if someone has had a cesarean section in the past, the cesarean section scar can have issues on conceiving again.
How long should somebody wait before they get it checked out? I mean, how long should they be trying before seeing someone?
If you've been having regular unprotected intercourse, trying to get pregnant for at least a year, you really should be looking to get help. If you are a little bit older, so say you're in your late 30s or early 40s, I wouldn't even leave with a full year. I'd probably say 6 months.
Okay. And then what can be done then? Can it be resolved?
Depends on the issue, yes. If it's an ovulation problem, we could give medication to induce ovulation. Sometimes you could even conceive with intercourse at that point. If it's something that's more in-depth, so if there's a polyp found and that's the reason that implantation isn't occurred, having a polypectomy done where they remove that out of your womb can help you conceive. Some people will look at doing IVF treatment at that point because, you know, time to conceive is important to them at that stage. It could also be, which I haven't mentioned that yet, Trina, it could be a male issue. So if a couple have been trying to conceive and they aren't having any success, we would probably recommend a semen analysis for the man just to see if there's any issues with the sperm, because even though we kind of tend to think, you know, pregnancy and conception is a woman's problem, a lot of the time it can be involved with the man as well. So if he's had an injury or major lifestyle changes in the last couple of years, so we'd be talking like smoking, drinking, high BMI, generally unhealthy, that can actually have an effect on your sperm, not only count but quality. So that would need to be looked at as well.
Did I read somewhere that the mumps in men can cause them to become infertile?
It can, yeah. The infection of mumps can cause infertility.
And any other things that men need to be aware of? Any other kind of illnesses or anything that might affect their fertility?
Injury actually is a big thing. So we'd actually see this a little bit with people who play sports, particularly something like hurling and, you know, a contact sport. Like, not only that, but for some reason hurling comes up a lot, where they've actually had an injury to the area and it has caused, you know, an issue with the sperm production. Other things that can cause it, you know, use of recreational drugs or smoking heavily, that can majorly decrease sperm concentration, its quality. So we have a look at the overall picture of a man's health. Sperm is generally reproduced on a 3 month cycle. So if a man has had a particular illness now, in 3 months time, so if he's had high temperature, even the flu, Trina, if he's had something like a high temperature, has been really unwell, in 3 months time, his sperm production is probably not going to be as good as it would be when he's in his full health.
Think about all the men who caught COVID, and they say there's going to be a baby boom next year as well as a result of COVID.
And I saw during the week that one of the hospitals come out to say that their bookings are up, is it 10% or something?
Yeah, fairly Holles Street up 10% already for next year, yeah.
Next year, which is huge. Yeah, the COVID thing is difficult because we don't actually know if it hasn't affected fertility. It's so new. However, things that it does cause, especially high temperature, can affect fertility in men.
Okay, that's so interesting. So secondary infertility, some interesting points there. Aoife, will you hang on there? We're going to go to a quick song and we're going to come back to you because I want to talk about egg freezing and get some details on egg donation as well, which I saw them talking about this on One Born Every Minute. I don't know, I'm addicted to that show. Do you like that show, even though that's your career?
I do, actually.
No, do you? I thought you'd hate it because you do it all day long.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Well, hang on there a sec. We'll come back to you in just a moment. There's Aoife Corley from ReproMed. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.